The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Even as we have declared the blood, we cannot pray without you. Come and teach us how to pray. Come and lead us, O God, because you know the mind of God and you know the things that we need to pray about. You know how we should pray. Download the prayer points. Stir our spirit. Revive us, O God, that we can pray right prayers, target prayers, result-oriented prayers that will bring glory to the Almighty God. We commit those of us who have already come into your hands. We pray that your presence will continue to lead us. And those on the way to join us, we pray that the Holy Spirit will bring them safely. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we please be seated whilst we put our hands together for the Lord? Once again, I welcome each and every one of you to our final week of fasting and prayer. Our foundational fasting and prayer on the team, revive your works for deeper encounter through fasting and prayer. And the Lord has been leading us in various areas that we need to tackle. Those of you who are here for the first time, you are also most welcome. We pray that the Spirit will help you also to follow us and pray through. I believe one of the things that the Lord wants us to end this fasting and prayer with is still the declaration and termination of ancient hostilities. And tonight, we are going to reopen the wells shut by ancient hostilities. That's our theme tonight, reopening of wells shut by ancient hostilities. When I got here, the Holy Spirit started revealing a lot of things to me. And I think I need to write a book. All the ancient hostilities that we are dealing with, they are connected to five things. Our ancient hostilities, they are all 5 points. First of all, the word ancient hostility is found in Ezekiel 25:15. Ezekiel 25:15 in the NIV Bible. You will see there. The reason why the Philistines attacked Judah, because of ancient hostility. I didn't bring my 26 translation Bible. It has given different translation of the word ancient. Some person says never ending enmity. Never ending hatred. Old age enmity. Age old enmity. Let me tell you, that is what we are suffering. You go to prayer meetings, they say curses. They are always breaking curses. Please, have we broken a curse since we started praying? Have we broken a curse? Have you had any prayer point on, let's break curses? Am I talking to people? Have you heard us raise any prayer point on, unless break any curse? I believe if there is any new person among us, We'll be surprised that we haven't broken the curses. We have not tackled witchcraft, even though we have mentioned them in prayer points. There is something greater than curse. Curse is just a small thing. Curse is there because of something. And that is ancient hostility. See, when we understand this topic, I'm going to find time to really treat it as the Lord is teaching me. Some of you, the ancient hostility you are carrying. That is why your husband is not loving you. Yes.
And
look, you don't know the devil, eh?
Sometimes
what you are carrying. My husband doesn't love me.
Oh, me kru no me.
My husband is like this.
Me kru ti say.
It is the effect from what the woman is carrying. That is what is attacking the man. So that you'll be attacking your wife.
So that
you'll
be attacking your wife.
Or you're attacking your husband. Satan always wants you to look. He disguises himself as an angel of light. Because he knows that when you identify him,
now that
Jesus has died and resurrected,
now
that he has given us his blood, his name, and the Holy Spirit. If you should identify that this is the devil, this is the work of the devil, he is finished. So he will disguise himself. Look, many of us, we are not really tackling the main problems. My friends, my office, they don't like me.
Oh, madam, for me, office,
every time they hate me.
Maybe I time
that my colleague has been talking bad about me to my boss.
Oh, sir, madam, for or kasab as some bonnet me penny.
It is what you carry.
And yeah, so
that is using the person against you. You see, when you understand, look, this thing, it is healing marriages. It is healing relationships. It is resetting. I say resetting. Say resetting. Look, it is not the church you attend. It is the revelation you carry. It is a revelation of the word of God. It is not the church. It is the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Our ancient hostility are connected to five things. Number one, foundational or generational hostility. This one comes from Adam. From Adam.
If he Adam so.
The reason why in Genesis 3, the serpent attacked Adam.
I want to share Adam so.
Was because
Adam said,
Lucifer,
hey, Lucifer
was an archangel in heaven. And he misbehaved. And was cast down. He knew how Adam was created. Now, how can clay that was molded and God breathed into the clay, that clay became a living soul. All of a sudden, that clay has been given dominion over Lucifer, who has now become Satan or the devil.
No.
I will destroy.
I say.
That's the first nation hostility.
When or tire any kind.
Any human being that is born on earth. From Adam.
Every Adam, so
you are a victim.
Also, who can be
ancient hostility from Satan?
Or tire no every Satan or can
be. In fact, it was for this one that Jesus was born.
Now wait till I hear who you are.
It is this one of Adam.
Adam has,
that Christ was born. So now, the moment you become born again, as a born again Christian, you have overcome this one.
Why do you wait so?
You have settled this one.
Where the wilderness is.
You have overcome the foundational and generational. You have overcome it.
I want to so alternate. Where the so?
But after that,
and so no etino,
our ancestors,
yena na no
ancestral hostility,
yena na no more time.
Most of our ancestors didn't know Christ.
Yena na no bebre no money.
They worship other God.
That was so many people.
That's the fighting we are fighting.
We need okwaye kui.
Some of us,
you will be so.
Our grandfathers,
yena na bebre no.
The demons they have brought into this world.
Adam one ya wadi abasa we are seeing no.
You have no idea.
Who need a money behavior?
Somebody who was the first is the leader of all juju from River Volta to River Oti.
We are Odruyeni, Oyoboson, so many, Esubantin, Oti, Eko.
From the age of 18 years.
Now, Ophia, CPC, don't want you more.
Until he died at 93.
How many
years? 18. He died at 93 years. For 75 years.
If you see Ed your song, not this mobile song.
From 75 years.
If you see your song,
he has worshipped Satan.
Not awesome, Satan.
And as a small boy, I was helping him. Ancestral ancient hostility. From your grandfather.
If you nana bema so.
Your great grandfather.
Oh nana bema so.
That you didn't come to meet.
Ah, wa meto no.
Then after that.
Ah, enoeti miso.
Parental hostility.
Yeah, our four so all time be away that to amaye.
Our parents.
Yeah, our four no more.
The things they worshipped and were engaged in. Before they became born again. Then number four.
That's
our personal hostility. Before we became born again. Our past. Some of us. Even as we are born again. The things we are still doing. These things give the devil more chance to worry us. Personal hostility of our past. And then the last one. Positional hostility. Because you are in Christ. Just because you are a Christian. Just because you believe in Christ. I'm going to write a book. When you understand this, your pressure will go. Because some of us, why is that so many people don't like me? When you look at yourself, I am a kind person. I help people. I believe in God. I am not living so much in sin. I am trying. Ancient hostility. So you see, there are five. Foundational generational hostility.
From Adam,
this one, it was because of this one that Jesus came. So the moment you become born again, you have overcome this one. Foundational generational hostility. Then two, ancestral hostility. Our ancestors that we didn't meet, some we met, because they worship and serve. Then three, parental hostility. Then for our personal hostility before we became born again. Then five, positional hostility. Look at your office.
Maybe I will do my office or no.
You don't know how you are hated there.
Just
because you are a Christian.
And I'm sorry,
unless that department is a Christian organization. I'm telling you. Everywhere you are as a Christian, you are not welcome. This positional one. Go ahead. Revelation chapter 12. From verse 7 to 17. When Lucifer was cast down, what did he do?
And then
he started pursuing the woman who carried the pregnancy. That woman is Mary. The pregnancy was Jesus. That woman also represents Israel. Where Jesus is coming from. That woman also represents the church. After pursuing the woman. And when you read verse 17.
Okay.
And when he couldn't succeed. He started targeting those who hold to the testimony of
Christ.
All this coronavirus, all this.
So,
to crush the church. It's against the church. It's against Christians. Let me tell you. The very moment the trumpet blows and the rapture takes place. Grace is gone. The Holy Spirit is gone. That is when the Antichrist is going to have his full authority. Today I was reading some news. Look, all this mass, this compulsory vaccination, Europe has cancelled it. They have cancelled it.
Look,
that is not from God, it shall not stand. Look, listen to me. As long as the church is still here, some things cannot work. They can work only for some time. But the moment the church is raptured, anyone who is not raptured, you are finished.
Yes, sir. Asamato, where you?
Nothing can defend you. When you read Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel went to offer sacrifice.
Cain and Abel called the Akoba for here.
In fact, it was Cain who suggested to Abel, let's go and sacrifice to God. Cain was a farmer. Abel was keeping animal. Cain brought the best of the farming product. As a young preacher, I've prayed before. Cain brought rotten tubers. May God forgive us. We have
matured.
The firstborn. Anytime you see firstborn, That is first fruit. First fruit. First fruit. So Abel, God accepted that of Abel. But rejected that of Cain. Then God angry. So from verse 6 to 7, God was asking him, why are you angry? If you have done what is right, wouldn't you be accepted? But now,
as we start praying,
sin is crouching at your door. Cain said to Abel, let's go to the field. They went to the field. And Cain killed Abel. Why did Cain kill Abel? Because Abel was accepted. Ancient hostility. Genesis 37. Verse 5. Verse 8. Verse 10. Verse 18 to 20. Why did the brothers of Joseph hate him? Because he told them the dream. Because he had a dream. The enemy hates you because of your star. Because of your dream. Because of what you carry. Tonight, this week, we are reopening the wells that have been shut by ancient hostility. When you read Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 25. Genesis 26:12-25. Isaac planted crops in the land, that land. And the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. The man became rich. You see, verse 13 is the three levels of anything you are doing. There are three levels. Verse 13, three levels. We see three levels there. He became rich. So first, he became rich. That is local level. Your riches, your business must affect local level. It must be locally recognized. And his wealth continued to grow. National level. Until he became very wealthy. International or global level. He has so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the time of his father, Abraham, the Philistines topped up, filling them with earth. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us. You have become too powerful for us. So Isaac moved away from there and encamped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. But the herders of Gerar quarreled with those of Isaac and said, the water is ours. So he named the well Esek because they disputed with him. Then they dug another well. But they quarreled over that one also. So he named it Sidna. He moved on from there and dug another well, and no one quarreled over it. He named it Rehoboth, saying, now the Lord has given us room and we will flourish in the land. From there he went up to Beersheba. That night the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bless you and will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. If you are reading this, you too, you are inside. For the sake of what? My father Abraham. And for the sake of who? Jesus Christ.
Now so
you Christian, you have double. You are also connected to Abraham.
Also, but Abraham,
according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, if you are in Christ, you are also the seed of Abraham. But to you, the Christian, you have double. Now you are also the seed of Jesus Christ. Isaac built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Then he pitched his tent. And then his servant dug a well. Continue. Verse 26. As it ended, Genesis 26. I think some demon has visited the place. Eh? Let's be praying for them. It's not easy. Oh. So let me read from Isaac built an altar there. Meanwhile, Abimelech had come to him from Gerar with Ahuza, his personal advisor, and Phicol, the commander of his forces. 27. Isaac asked them, why have you come to me since you were hostile to me and sent me away? 28. They answered, we saw clearly that the Lord was with you. So we said, there ought to be a sworn agreement between us and you. Let us make a treaty with you that you will do us no harm, just as we did not harm you, but always treated you well and sent you away peacefully. And now you are blessed by the Lord. Hold on, you are blessed by. It's okay, let's end it. You see, when you read the whole thing.
Okay, the morning in
when you read Genesis 21, verse 25.
Okay,
Genesis 21:25. Then Abraham complained to Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized. In the olden days, it is the richest people that own wells.
At the whole Esikafopana.
Wells were pits that contain water. Well served communities. They also serve the animals. So when you see somebody owning wells, it tells you his wealth. Abraham, Isaac, these people, they were wealthy people.
Abraham, Isaac, Isaac,
you see, the wells Isaac was digging.
Abraham, Isaac,
when he digs a well,
so,
then the people will cry and say, hey.
Hey,
the ones Abraham dug, they covered it. When he came to reopen them, they started quarreling. Then you go to another one. They will quarrel. Then you go to another one. What we see there, Isaac was very persevering. Listen to me. Anything you believe, that you must inherit. Anything you believe for which Christ has died for you, never give up. You must persevere until that thing becomes yours. I am telling you, we saw perseverance of Isaac. And finally, he located the well. And there was no quarrel.
Rehoboth
means room to flourish.
Yes,
open space. Open space. Room to flourish. And after he has discovered that well, he built an altar. The Lord appeared to him. Do you know why God appeared to him?
Isaac,
congratulations.
Why are there?
You didn't stop.
When
you didn't give up. I congratulate you. And after that, you built an altar. Some of you, after you've gotten that breakthrough, God will appear to you and congratulate you. I said, God will appear to you and congratulate you that you did not give up. The devil wants you to give up. But don't give up. I said, don't give up. Look, this year 2022, we are going to discover our Rehoboth. We are going to discover our Rehoboth. We are going to discover our Rehoboth. You see, this afternoon, I was studying about wells. Theoretically, metaphorically,
I want to say,
a well.
Say,
now we are no more talking about physical wells. A well represents spiritual refreshment. A well represents a place of encounter. Three people met their wives at the well. Isaac, Abraham's servant, Eliezer. He met Rebecca at the well. Jacob met Leah at the well.
Was here Leah or Abraham?
Rachel at the well.
Rachel or Abraham.
Moses met Zipporah at the well.
Was here Zipporah and so Abraham.
So the well is a place of meeting. A well is a place of harmony. A well is a place of discovery. A well is a place of connection. Yes. So, Eliezer and Rebecca, Genesis 24. Jacob and Rahel, Genesis 29:1-4. Moses and Zipporah, Exodus 2:15. But you see, a well contains water. So a well is a realm. It's another realm of life, of refreshment, of increase, of abundance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these are the wells that we want to reopen. In Isaiah 12:3, we have the well of salvation. Isaiah 12:3, well of salvation. So if you have a well of salvation, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. If we have the wells of salvation, then we have a well of prosperity. We have the well of greatness. We have the well of increase. We have the well of abundance. We have the well of healing. We have the well of deliverance. Listen to me, at the cross, Jesus opened our wells. I say, at the cross, Jesus opened our wells. But the enemy has sealed them. The enemy has sealed them. because we have not been born at that time.
If he says, "Abre,
we are not aware.
Na ye nim.
Ignorance.
Na ye nim.
But now that we are aware,
yes, abre, ye nim.
When Isaac became aware,
Abre,
what did he do? He reopened them. He started reopening them. I see, because we are going to use the blood.
And I'm saying,
no power can resist
us.
Say with the blood of Jesus Christ. 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 Say with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Anywhere
the enemy has blocked by ancient hostility. With the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire, as I clap my hands, I open the well.
I
reopen.
I reopen.
I reopen.
I reopen.
I reopen. As I clap my hands with the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost fire,
I reopen the world.
These are the things that some fake prophets are using to cheat us, make money out of us. Pray this prayer alone. No one will chop your money. You will get the result. I say you will get result. Pray this prayer alone. In your room. Spend time. And nobody can deceive you. I hate deception. I hate it. I went to educate somebody's baby.
Who
used to have convulsion. Every day, but that day no convulsion. So 2 weeks after they came to me, how much am I charging? I said, charge for us.
Said,
oh, you have done.
Because
we bring people to church.
I
said, I don't charge.
Look,
the Holy Spirit is in you. You yourself. You can work the miracle. You can change things. Yes, sometimes we need some heavy hand. Yes, we need once in a while, we need.
Yes,
we need somebody with this thing to lead us. That's why in these foundational prayers I'm leading you. Say this week.
Say this week.
Say this week. Mention your name this week. My Father in heaven, I am your son.
I am your
daughter. I am redeemed with the blood of Jesus Christ. I therefore declare today and this week, today and this week, I declare.
In my life,
that the enemy has closed out,
has stopped,
as I clap my hands,
let
that well open right now. I command that well to open. I command that well. Let me open. Let go. Command it to open. The well of increase, the well of fulfillment, the well of advancement, the well of stability, the well of stability, the well of stability, the well of stability,
the well of increase, the well of prosperity, the well of advancement, the well of possession, the well of prosperity. Be open right now. Be open, be open. Be open, be open, be open. Be open.
Be open now.
Be open now.
Researching through different Bible dictionaries.
About
20 Bible dictionaries. About 50 study Bibles. About 35 Bible commentaries. I was trying to look through.
Ebra.
One thing that almost all some of the dictionaries I looked through.
The
well is a place of connection.
I see a biaya kambo mwana so kunya kita wodi.
It's a place of discovery.
Ebebia ukohu bibi.
And the mention.
Na ebubaso.
Eliezer met Rebecca at the well.
Senia Eliezer kwesia Rebecca wa
Abura no. How Jacob met Rahel.
Senia Jacob kwesia Rahel.
How Moses met Zipporah.
Send them Moses question Zipporah and so we brought home.
Because they were going there at that time to fetch water.
Now when you know aqua says you.
And so they met there.
Now we
are going to declare right now.
That
from today,
say
let the well of connection.
Connection
to the right people. Connection to the right person. All fake people should disappear in your life. I say all fake people should disappear. Anyone that is fake in your life be swallowed.
Amen.
Say my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I command.
The world
of connection.
Of connection.
Proper connecting.
Proper connection.
Connection to the right people.
Connection
to the right people.
The world
of proper connection. Be open, be open. Be open, be open. The world of proper connection. Yes, yes, yes. Be open, be open, be open.
Proper connection. Proper connection.
Proper connection. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please, this prayer is serious. In fact, I got it, but I forgot it. I was reminded. You know that Jesus met the Samaritan woman at where? At the well. At the well. The well represents a place of connection. Connection to the right people. Proper connection. Say 2022. Let the well. For proper connection. The well for proper connection. The well for proper connection. Be open, be open. Be open, be open right now. The well. For proper connection.
Be open now.
In life,
you
meet many people. Only one person. You will meet.
And here.
And everything will turn around.
Now be
sometimes insignificant.
Look at General Neyman. A house help.
General Neyman.
A
house help.
See,
as we were praying,
I'm
just thinking. Eliezer met Rebecca at the well.
Now Eliezer could see Rebecca was
a right woman.
Now on the Obama Passman
for Abraham
Baba Isaac.
Jacob met Rahel.
Now Jacob could see Rahel.
My God.
In Jacob.
And you know, Jacob really loved Rahel more than Leah.
Now, Jacob was not on the right saying, Leah.
Moses met Zipporah.
Moses questioned Zipporah.
Jesus. Jesus met the Shunammite woman.
No.
Eh? The woman of
Samaritan.
Samaritan woman.
Yes, questioned Samaritan.
And that woman became the first evangelist.
No,
in the whole area. 2022. Let the world for proper connection. Connection to the right people. Connection to the right person. Let that world open your life. Let that world open your life. Let that world open your life. Let that world open right now. Command the world for proper connection. The world for proper connection, proper connection, proper connection, proper connection. The well is a rev.
The
well is an atmosphere that they carry.
The
well is a realm.
It's
an atmosphere.
So
as that well is open,
you are
walking in it.
You
are walking in it.
Amen.
You are walking with a well.
Amen.
You are walking with a well.
Amen.
Anyone that does not qualify for this well, let them be removed.
Jesus.
Let them be removed.
Jesus.
Every fake person in your life,
Jesus.
Let them be shut out.
Amen.
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 Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Altar of ancient hostility.
Altar of ancient hostility.
Any altar.
Any altar.
Manifesting ancient hostility.
Manifesting ancient hostility.
Any altar. For my father's house,
for
my mother's house,
for my mother's house,
from my hometown,
from my hometown,
from my neighborhood,
from my neighborhood,
any altar,
any altar,
manifesting ancient hostility,
manifesting ancient,
be destroyed by the Holy Ghost fire,
be destroyed,
be destroyed, be destroyed,
be destroyed,
altar of ancient hostility, be destroyed,
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 be
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say 2022. I reopen.
I reopen
my wells,
my wells,
and I possess them.
And I possess them.
I reopen and possess.
I reopen and possess.
I open 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 and possess.
Yes, yes.
Open and possess.
Open and possess.
Open and possess.
Open and possess.
I reopen and possess. I reopen and possess.
I reopen and possess.
I reopen and possess.
I will open it 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 and possess. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And with the blood of Jesus Christ, I secure the wells you have reopened right now.
Amen.
I secure every well that you have reopened.
Amen.
I secure.
Amen.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I secure, I secure.
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 Yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
That belongs to you.
Yes.
That you have reopened.
Yes, the Lord.
I secure it.
Amen.
In the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
In the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I secure.
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 Amen.
In the property.
Amen.
Shalom karata. That should belong to you. Any business, any
contract,
any human being that should become a blessing, I secure.
Jesus,
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 anyone in your life,
Shataya Mandi,
that has become an agent in the hands of the devil. Let the person become the good well.
Jesus.
I change the person right now.
Jesus.
I change the person right now.
Jesus.
I transform the person right
Jesus
now.
Jesus.
Let your new well.
Yes.
Change the person.
Jesus.
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 Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Navigate.